from the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Georgia Farm Bureau's strength in numbers was on full display at the 2022 GFB Day at the Capitol, February 8th in Atlanta. According to the Georgia Farm Bureau, a total of 480 members from around the state registered and carried messages to state legislators about the organization's stances on issues related to agriculture. GFB President Tom McCall welcomed the overflow crowd to the Blue Room at the Georgia Freight Depot, including dozens of FFA students from around the state. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association heard domestic and international leaders who spoke during the Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA trade show. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack, Undersecretary Robert Bonney, and British Ambassador Dame Karen Pierce expressed optimism about the future of the cattle and beef industries. Vilsack committed to addressing challenges that producers are facing regarding the supply chain, processing capacity, and drought. Pierce shared her optimism in strengthening the relationship between the UK and the US through continuing negotiations to reach a free trade agreement. The Ocean Shipping Reform Act was introduced in the Senate last week. Minnesota Democrat Amy Klobuchar and South Dakota Republican John Thune introduced the act in response to the House version that passed by a wide bipartisan vote in December. Farm groups and other industry stakeholders are complaining that ships coming to the West Coast from Asia are going back to China and other Asian nations empty. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.